You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola Inkney with your local newscast. Haida artist Bruce Cook will share an intimate look at his craft at an event titled Native Line and Rhythm. It's located at the National Museum of Wildlife Art in Jackson this Sunday. The artist works in mediums like painting and toolmaking, and will give a live demonstration of a tree carving project at the museum. Cook, whose father is Haida from Alaska and mother is Northern Arapaho, lives outside of Riverton. He draws inspiration from traditional Haida designs as well as Northern Arapaho art forms, like beadwork. He says his work bridges the traditional and the contemporary, and is rooted in a deep respect for his family and lineage.
I enjoy every medium and try to put my best into it while I'm working in that medium. Now when I create, I've been doing some abstract Haida stuff. Now that I learned the rules, I can break them all the right way.
Cook will be joined at the event by the Wind River Drummers, who will perform and share about the importance of music and dance in Northern Arapaho and Shoshone culture. The Dirt is a consumer app for finding and reviewing campgrounds. It conducts an annual study of campsites around the U.S. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports it found campsites in Wyoming are highly rated.
Most first-time campers avoid Wyoming. That's according to a new report by The Dirt. Kevin Long is the app's CEO. He says Wyoming's frontier lands require more time and resources to camp in versus other states.
You know, the bar is a little bit lower in other states and cities for that first-time camper. Whereas you got to have a little bit more savviness. It definitely helps if you have a vehicle that you can be more independent in and have that time to travel to those epic places in Wyoming.
Additionally, the report found that Wyoming campers are more likely to camp with a dog, use an RV, and camp alone versus the national average. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Department will soon see a change in directors. The agency announced that Director Brian Nesvik will retire in September. He was appointed to the role in 2019 by Governor Mark Gordon. Prior to that, Nesvik wore many different hats, starting as a game warden in the Laramie region in 95. As director, Nesvik has faced some controversial wildlife issues, like a brutal winter that killed off about two-thirds of the prized Wyoming Range mule deer herd. The agency's new plan for managing elk feed grounds into the future, and Nesvik testified before Congress to delist the grizzly bear. So now, the work begins to find a new director. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission will select three candidates, and Gordon will narrow it down to his final choice. I'm Dante Fopola Inkney, KHOL News.